Wow. Heimatsa, unless you understand that wanting to is like one side of the coin. I opened your line. So
Yes.
wanting to is one side of the coin. The other
Yes.
side is not having
Like pendulum.
success. Not pendulum. It is a coin. It's not even going from one place. It's like come together, like the front of the hand and the back of the hand. The
Okay.
only way to get into the state where your energy is going to harmonize is to give up that you don't have it. Give up becoming. Give up having to succeed or having to fail or any of it. Just be. Going nowhere.
Okay.
Because until then, you are causing the turbulence. You feel it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that is the state of the world, the state that you are in. Anguish. Historically, it came into existence the moment humanity invented that progress is the name of the game. Winning is the name of the game. Getting someplace is the name of the game. Becoming is the name of the game. It's all included in progress. And because there is no trying to get to someplace, the trying to get to someplace makes what is wrong, has to. By the way, I can walk from here to there and from there to wherever. If I'm just walking, you see that there is nothing wrong with where I was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if I walk to make my life better, then that has to make where I am wrong. Now, where am I at any moment?
You asking me or
Yes.
in the now?
Here and now, yes. It has to say here as well, because
Here and
sometimes
now,
it's a
yeah.
here and now. And in order for the better, more and different has to be correct. The here and now has to be what?
Wrong.
Exactly. And the here and now, therefore, is always wrong. Always. That's why you can't have peace.
Yeah,
That's why you can't have rest.
because you want to achieve there.
Yes.
And that's why you are in the future and not in the now and here.
Exactly. Exactly.
You
You
are
have to
there, not here.
turn away, turn your back to the here and now, because if you made the here and now right, then the mind says, then you want it to stay. You want the wrong, the old, the outdated, the inferior to be permanent. So that's why human beings don't have the capacity for appreciation or gratitude or anything that honors the human now, because the mind says that would mean you're never going to do anything. I had to go through this myself. And some days I still have to go through it. That does this mean I'm not going to do anything? See that, no. Right? No, it does look that way. If you really look, don't look with your intellect. Look with your experience. It does look that the bad feeling that you're having is going to stay, right? If you don't try to go away from it, it's going to stay. Doesn't it look like that? Feel like that?
Yeah.
You want to move, and depending on what muscle preference people have, they want to move with their shoulders, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or with their belly. You are a shoulder person. Feel it?
Yeah, and
the neck and the shoulder—it's tight, like tight.
Every now and then, I have to relax, especially the left one.
Yes. So now let's go over it again. So the feeling is, we could say the thought, but the thought gives the feeling, right? The feeling is that if you say yes to how it is, then the misery that you are experiencing is going to stay forever. The only way to get away from it is to get away from it. Say yes or no.
Yes, but then you are always in this, that...
No, don't go to the intellect.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me the experience. Because you can... There are millions and millions and millions of people who can repeat the wisdom of some sages, but are not doing anything other than doing a mental exercise. So don't go there. Don't go there. It's worthless. On the entire planet, there are only a handful of people, maybe, if that, who live in the here and now, not wishing to be anywhere else. Why is that? Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you why I think it is. You see, until somebody at least once experiences that once they stop trying to run away, the misery that they wanted to go from disappears. Okay, so until they experience that, they don't believe a word, okay? Their mind does, but not their musculatures. And without you having your muscles go say, okay, I'm here. They will never be able to be in the here and now, so they won't experience that in the here and now there is never any pain, never. Never any anguish, never. But even when somebody experiences it, and I've seen thousands of people experience that for a moment or two, or maybe... They talk about it, but they don't believe, not with their intellect, but with their being, that this is how it is. They think it was a fluke.
Fluke?
Yeah, an accident. Uh-huh. Blip.
Yes.
Not like that is the nature of reality, but like it was a miracle. Yeah, it's no miracle. It feels miraculous. But it's not a miracle. That's how existence is. That is the nature of reality. And the anguish comes from living in unreality.
Yes, at some level, I get it. You know, just
on the intellectual.
Yeah.
So the job is to at least give you. Now, where you go, your machine is wired that you go into a sleep, which means that is going away too. Right?
Avoiding, yeah.
Okay. So your job is to stay present, alert, and in the now, nothing to change, no place to go, and everything that I say has nothing to do with you, it has only something to do with what there is to correct in the moment. You don't like the word correct.
Yeah, really?
But it is the right word, so I'm not going to replace it with. They call it somebody who wants to be a champion needs to take correction without ego.
Okay, yeah.
Which means that the without ego means it has nothing to do with you. It doesn't say there's something wrong with you. It doesn't say that you did something wrong. It only says left or right.
Okay.
Okay, I see what's the issue. It's the not being in control. Because you reacted even to left and right. Not less than to the word correction, but you still reacted. So we are going to be back at trust, right?
Okay.
So what is the foundation for trust? What is the worldview inside which trust is possible? You need to look because it may be different for every person. So you want to actually look.
To have
what is the worldview?
To have confidence.
Confidence in who? Confidence, the way you are saying it's a directional. It's like trust is directional. So trust in what? Confidence in what? It has nothing to do with you, by the way. So the answer to your question, and I know that I'm cutting the inquiry short, but it has nothing to do with you. So both trust and confidence have something to do with you, right? Like if you could get to a place where you can trust. That's how it feels, right? If I moved a little bit to the right and changed a little bit, then I could trust, right? If I could change and I could have confidence in me. Just see, you brought in change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Becoming. So what could it be about? It's real. It's about something. But what could it be about that has nothing to do with you? Like really.
You have no clue.
Well, it's either about you or about others or about the world, right? No? Or maybe about reality.
If everything is okay as it is.
even beyond that. What could reality be or existence be so that you could relax into it like a soft armchair, like the bed at night that you know it will hold you up, even if you relax. You don't have to hold yourself together with your muscles. Do you see that?
Yes, but I still don't have any answer.
Well, what do you trust in when you relax in bed? Even before you fall asleep, that's how come you can fall asleep. That you trust the bed, right? That it holds you up. That you don't have to do it yourself. That the bed will do it for you. What do you think about the bed?
It's good.
Yeah, but relation to you. It's like it's on your side, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on your side.
Comfortable.
No. It's not about comfortable. It's strong enough. It's on your side. It is by its nature friendly to you.
Okay.
No, you can say that?
Yeah, I say okay, yes.
No, okay. Sometimes means okay, you're still thinking. Yeah, it is friendly to you. Well, that is the nature of existence. Mm-hmm. Not talking about society, by the way. Society isn't. You are right about that. Other people aren't. You are right about that. But existence is. So what's the difference between existence and society?
Nature is existence.
Yes, nature is existence. See, society wants to control you, right? Can you see that?
Yes.
Society says you're not okay unless. And they can put you to jail, they can put you to mental institution, they can just abandon you, right?
Yeah.
And they do. You know?
Proclaim you dangerous.
Yes. And why are you dangerous?
If you are different.
Correct. Now, let's look at existence. I just like to try to compare it. So nature. So does nature care that you're different?
No.
Does nature say, unless you are this and this and this, I'm not going to give you a beauty and air and sunshine and trees?
No.
No. Which means nature allows you to be.
Yes.
Society doesn't. And society includes all the people. They don't either. The other is hell. Very true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Truer statement has never been said.
Can you repeat it?
The other is hell.
And after that?
Truer, like more true. Truer statement has never been said. The other is hell. And it doesn't matter who the other is. If they are not hell now, they will be hell later. You know, one of the interesting things is that your best friend eventually will become your worst enemy. The only question is how long eventually it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that is the nature of society. Okay. So what is the number one rule of society?
To fit in, how to say.
And what is the second rule? Like, what is the dynamic of society? Well, I'm going to say it this way: divide and conquer. Okay?
The old one, yeah.
Yeah, but it is that way, and it is not as obvious as it was before. It's not as obvious as in war or in politics. It is when you need to divide existence and what you want, you're already divided, right? When you are
Yes.
not standing firmly in the here and now, then you are controlled and you can be annihilated.
Yes, and it doesn't matter if you control yourself or you are controlled from outside.
Yes, it doesn't matter. Because the cause of the control is unreality. The cause of the control comes from society. You want to be different than you are because of societal training. Society never told you to just ease into what is and enjoy it. Did anybody ever tell you that?
I don't remember.
Me neither. And even when somebody says, as an empath, you can tell that they are lying because they don't. I saw an interesting thing. Osho is my secret trainer, right? Now he doesn't know it because he's dead. And I know the vibrational numbers, so I knew that it wasn't his personal vibration. His v personal vibration is half of the truth level of what it teaches. Which is interesting. It kind of indicates to me that at one point his vibration was higher, right? It's interesting to listen to because you are going to get something. So just listen up. So there was this radio interview, or maybe it was TV interview. I don't know because I can't tell. And this funny man interviewer asked all kinds of questions about Osho that had he asked me, I would have been like, I don't know an answer. I don't, that is not even said in the language that I understand. I would have said, what language is that? Speak English, please, right? I wouldn't have. I don't know. Let's play Freecell or Czech or Scrabble. That is more valuable than asking this question that I don't know. I can't even go there. Why am I supposed to go into your question, etc.? But that's not what happened. Osho was co thrown completely out of balance, right? You get that, right? And then he started to compete with the guy, be funny, try to dominate, and all that. And during that whole conversation, his vibration was like just under 200, okay? which means that being pulled into squabbling and competing and trying to prove oneself is triggered by a feather.
Yeah.
So, I mean, your vibration at the moment is the same as Osho's vibration normally, which means that is a very vulnerable state. Your integration, well, I never measured Osho's integration. What was Osho's integration? Less than 50. Okay, so his integration was lower. So you can go into the here and now, where it doesn't matter what somebody says, doesn't matter what somebody asks, doesn't matter what you do, if it's correct or not. It is the step you took. Doesn't say anything about you, doesn't say anything about the next step. By the way, I found what is my cornerstone. You're going to be surprised, because it was hidden. Pivoting point, yes. That's the same word, just mm-hmm. said differently. Mm-hmm. So mine is, am I wrong again? So this is what happened after I discovered that is the sentence. I said, oh, that's really interesting. Let me, and suddenly I saw that I am playing compulsively free cell to have instances of not being wrong. I am either, am I wrong again? Conversation 24/7. That's what it is. Am I wrong again? So I said, okay. So let's invent who cares, right? I invented who cares. And I said, okay, so let me play freeze. Your anguish is horrible.
Yes, really?
Okay, so yeah, swallow it. Oh, it goes all the way to the throat because it is, yeah, anyway, okay, good, excellent. So I said, okay, so let me play free cell. And let me play without really being concerned about anything, because I didn't notice that I was concerned underneath it. I didn't. It's so covered up, you know, that I didn't notice. Until I asked the question, so what is it? So I started to play. I showed my okay, so relax your shoulders. Are you afraid of what's going to come out?
I don't think so that I'm afraid of this.
The ego is. All right, so I tell you what happened. I'm just going to be able to put up with this horror that you're bringing. So what happened is I played for a half an hour. There was absolutely no more compulsion to play. So now I just was testing something. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this actually never happened the way it happened. So the games, I was just playing, did not try to win, did not try to look ahead, to plan, didn't try to do anything, just move the cards, okay? And in the half an hour, it got to, well, it's over, place about 20 times, maybe 15 times, okay?
Okay.
And I was just sitting there, like, looking at my feelings, right? Like, I was looking if it says, am I wrong again? Or I am wrong again? Or here I go again? Or any of it. And And it didn't say it, but I looked, right? I brought awareness to it. And then I looked at the board to close it, okay, or to start a new game, and suddenly I noticed that it wasn't over. And I swear it wasn't there before. Which means that that pivoting point, statement, gets in your eyes and you can't see what reality is. So if I had, I am a failure, then I would alternate between success and failure, enough success to keep me going, right? But enough failure to keep me as a failure. And I would have zero control over it. It would be predetermined because I would interact with unreality.
Yes.
And would make the step that bring about failure. Or not take steps, which is another way to fail.
Like intentionally take steps to failure?
Well, it's the subconscious or the other, the conscious, the unconscious that directs your actions. You can't say intentionally. You have no control over the unconscious.
But somehow you know that it will bring failure.
Oh no, that is the content of the unconscious, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't know when you take the step, actually. No, I don't. I've never detected conscious points where I could change or make another choice. No. It actually comes with a certainty, this is the thing to do. To perpetuate that question. It is like the front of the hand and the back of the hand. If you are asking the question, am I wrong again? The other side of the question is, yes, you are wrong. So it's a right and wrong on the front and the back. And which means, am I wrong again, is a hidden, wanting. See that? It hides. That one wants to go away from being wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't want to be wrong, yeah.
Exactly. Which means in that moment, when this is operating, you are not in reality.
Yes.
And that's why I'm saying there's a million ways. Million ways. To be in unreality, and only one way to be in reality. And once you discover one way, it won't show up again.
It will not show up again.
Exactly. It's like a shapeshifter. Once you recognize that, let's say, temptation looks like this, the next time temptation comes in a completely different outward looks or feels or any of it. A lot of people don't know that. They think that they conquered, let's say, desire, okay? Because now they are wandering about as a beggar or having nothing or whatever, right? So they found one way, they lived in unreality, and they fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
You hear already in my language that the desire didn't disappear. The desire now changed to living in reality. I desire to live in the reality. I want to live on reality. Do you hear that it is still desire? Right?
Yes.
And they never notice that. Which means that is the place where all the people who even heard about this and attempted, that's where they live. Anybody who went beyond is now at a different place, but that number is very small. People who could go beyond one step is very small. And unless somebody gets that desire, so to say, is shapeshifter. And this is not about going away from a desire. It's about being aware. That's why you're going to sleep for peace isn't going to work. Because that's unreality too. It's La La Land. That's not the job. You know?
Yes.
So where am I? So let's see if let's say there are a million. I just made up the number, right? Then how many have I seen? More than 100? More than 200? Less than 200? I have seen 200 of a million. So the answer to the question, is it possible or probable that anybody can be in that space? What do you think?
What space do you mean? Here and now?
Totally, 100% of the time in the here and now.
Less than 1%?
Yes, definitely less than 1%. So let's see whether the Buddha was 100% of the time in the here and now. No, 90, no, 80, more than 80, less than 80, 80%. So Buddha was in the here and now 80% of the time. And 20% of the time, where was he?
In the future?
In the unreality. Trying
yeah,
to,
yeah, yeah,
or
trying.
The ego got bruised, or trying to get away from, or in desire. The Buddha. Want to check Jesus? I think Jesus is going to be lower. Jesus. How many percentage of the time he was in the here and now? More. Less than 100, less than 90, less than 80, less than 70, more than 70, 71, 72, 73. How about Osho? Osho, more than 10%. You know what I did? I started from the bottom.
yeah, I see. From the other end.
No agenda, but I think it's closer to the bottom than to the top. More than 20, more than 30, less than 30, 30%. You see that? So
yes.
We could say that the vibration of a person may be very correlated to how many percentage of the time they are able to be in the here and now. Not fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not go unconscious. But actually be here, eyes open, alert, and generating moment to moment to moment. Is this is it, 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 this is it. It's almost like electrical current. It looks continuous, but it isn't. But it's too fast, the flickering, for a human eye to see it. Or a human insight to feel it, which means you don't go south. You head south and then you pull it back and head south and pull it back and head south and pull it back. And that is, now, why this is not good news for you.
I don't know. Why?
Yeah, what do you think? Speed is not your strong suit.
Ah, yes.
You see that, right?
Yes, yes.
See, your challenge is going to go too far before you catch it. Now, let me ask muscle test if you can unlearn being slow, because I think you learn to be slow. I don't think it's, like, let's just say, is it your innate nature to be slow? No. Is it learned? No. Is it an adjustment? Uh-huh. Is it a self-protection mechanism? Yes. You see that? So as long as you think you need to protect yourself from something.
Anything, yeah.
Yes. You are going to be slow. Once you actually... Okay, let me ask this question in muscle testing. So is it a matter of deciding that existence is a friendly place? It says yes. So you actually need to decide. And then empower your decision.
And how?
How do you empower?
Yes.
At some point, you need to declare that you honor your word, the conscious word, not the unconscious word, but your conscious word as yourself. I know it's okay. So how does that work? So I tell you how it happened for me. I was okay. Really, really lucky.
Yes.
So I did a course. I don't know what year it was. I think 87. I did a course that the leader led it without any supervision for the very first time. He was a beginner leader. And he was also a rebel, which means he was leading his way. And he brought in tools that Landmark did not approve. So one of them was that he illustrated and turned the promise of the course into kinesthetic. So it says the communication course is a powerful structure for fulfillment of all your projects and ideals or goals or whatever it was. Okay? And each we needed to build with objects on the top of each other. Okay? So we actually went back to kindergarten and built this as a structure. A powerful tool, structure for fulfillment, or whatever. Okay? And it set the course outside of the mind. because you were building. And every step of the way, you could see which piece of that structure you're building. It got anchored in your body instead of your mind. There was nothing to understand. I can still repeat the words, but if I had only understood it, I wouldn't be able to repeat it. I can't say it unless I do the left-right building moves, which means it's a kinesthetic memory, muscle memory. The words come with the muscle movement. Can you get that? Like put one hand over the other, 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 and you say the words, and when you do that, the words come naturally. Just like when I played the guitar. I didn't remember it with my mind. The muscles remembered.
Okay. Yeah, I have some understanding of what you're saying, but...
Well, you don't necessarily need to understand. The only thing that you may want to understand is that somebody came with a strong kinesthetic approach to transformation. Okay?
Okay.
And I am like kinesthetic auditory. No, I have only like 5% mind in my makeup. And then he said, we are going to declare who, what is the context for us, what we have at stake in this course. And the first thing to declare, now you may not be able to get it, okay? Because I am talking about it and you are not in the course, but try to listen not with your mind. Because I am speaking divine, it connects to the divine. I am completely connected not to source but to divine. Okay, so he said, first declare the power to declare. And I said, I have the power to declare. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I have the power to declare. Holy shit. Immediately puts you like a link between the here and now and the divine. Gives you God-like powers. And the second sentence was, I declare that I honor myself, capital S, myself. I'm sorry. I honor my word, capital W, as my capital S self. Which means I will say I am going to respect, obey, honor my word as if it were myself.
Yes.
My access to self is my word, capital W, not like your casual word. It's like, oh my God, oh my God. No. When you say, I am, this shall be. Okay? And then you said whatever you would say, and I said whatever I said, but that was the way it went. Is that first you declare that you have the power to declare.
I have the power to declare.
Yes, no, you said it in a way as a question. You heard it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means there was no certainty there. You can't declare from a question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where you live, right? Do I have the power to declare?
Mm-hmm.
Which means that going from where you are to actually declaring is going to take some standing on nothing and yet declaring. Because nobody authorized you to declare. But we are born with the innate capacity to declare, to create. No, declaration means create with your words. That's what it means. I have the power to create with my word. So what do you create? Are you going to create some flowers, or are you going to create that the snow goes away? No, no, that's not the kind. You create the filter through which you look. See, it's impossible to live without a filter.
Mm-hmm.
Because your senses act as filters. They are not as open as we hope they are. And a lot of things you can't see with the five senses. But you declare that you can create a sixth or seventh sense, and that's going to be your word. Which means you create an intentional filter. All the previous filters are not intentional. They come from society.
Yeah.
This one is your declaration for freedom. Exercising your birthright to create with your word. And then you would say, I honor my word as myself. I honor my word as myself.
I honor my word as myself.
Excellent. And then you would say, and this is the biggest missing, existence is friendly to me.
Existence is friendly to me.
Okay, put the friendly, the emphasis. Say it again.
Existence is friendly to me.
Exactly. And that is going to be the grounds of being. What does it mean, grounds of being? The ground you stand on. The bed you sleep on. The air you breathe. The food you eat. Existence is friendly to me. And then watch your perception alter. It is not able to cohabitate the same space with I need to be cautious, I need to be afraid, I may be attacked. It's not, can't be in the same space. It's either one or the other.
Yeah.
And you now have something to choose, return to, just like we return to the here and now, you return to that, and that is your here and now. Because when you are in that space, why is that the great statement? When you are in that space, you actually can look around and be here and now, right? You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go for something or towards something, and don't have to go away from anything. You can be with existence. And your view is going to be that it's friendly to you.
And you exercise this as... no, you... You repeat.
If I practice this? Well, you see, you need to create this as a solid ground, not just some words. And you will know when you are able to say anything else as yourself. But at this point, my hunch is once... No, you don't repeat it as a mantra. That's what you meant? Like an affirmation?
Yeah. You mentioned this movement with hands, and do you connect them make an exercise?
No, you don't have to. No. No, I think that the only thing... See, you weren't in that course, and I can't teach it because he was, like, unique. I never tried to teach it. I may be able to teach it, but I don't know what words I would replace it with.
Mm-hmm.
But how would this come up is that when the world shows up as not friendly, which is where you normally live, right?
Yeah.
Then you, the moment you get aware of it, which mm-hmm. is in the beginning, is going to be sometimes, right?
Yeah.
You say, oh, no, the existence is friendly to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you honor that word. Because that you created. The rest of them you didn't create consciously. You designed that. You return to the designed word. You did not design all the words that you have floating around in your conscious and unconscious that make you miserable, did you?
No.
No, there was no like, oh, there's a beautiful sunny afternoon. Let me just design a few statements that are going to keep me miserable.
Yeah,
one should be for no matter what I do, then for that black feeling that goes a little bit to the right from the stomach. And then that paralyzing, horrible feeling in the left shoulder and the underarm. No, you didn't design that. It's like, oh, that would be so great. No, you didn't say that. It came. It's a societal implant. So you see that we need to counter, because that societal implant is the only thing that you have known.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how unwilling you were or have been to live completely matching society at any point, what you fight works even better than what you just accept. There is more elements in your unconscious from resistance than from anything else.
You mean my resistance to anything?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Because who has the power when you resist? Not you.
Mm.
Seemingly. But no, resistance. You have to. If you want to keep a door open, what has the power, the door or you?
Me?
No, the door. You can't go anywhere. You have to be there. You all your energies are tied up and holding that freaking door open. The door wouldn't go anywhere anyway. It's hinged there. Doesn't want to go anywhere. It just wants to entrap you, and it did. You are rooted to it. You become part of it. Only when you can allow the door to be open or to be closed, however it is however it is. No, you insist on that door. Yeah, how about another door? How about going around? Yeah, it doesn't even come up, right? And now you can't move because you're tied to, I have to go to pee. You are tied to it. So, oh well. You see what you need to practice, right?
Yes.
And it's not when you sit down and you practice. It's you live your life and you practice. And in the beginning, you will catch, your awareness will be completely off, and you will catch it maybe once a day.
Okay, so let's say I'm in the kitchen.
Yes.
And, I don't know, peeling potatoes.
Yes.
And I catch myself about thinking what else I have to do.
Okay.
So, in that moment, I'm not here and now.
Okay. Okay, so that's one way, yes. And the other one is you look at the clock and you can feel that your husband is already coming and dinner is not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this kick in the stomach feeling, anxiety. Then what are you going to say?
There is no danger.
What does that presence immediately? Does it presence peace or does it presence danger? Does it indicate you want to get away from that feeling of danger?
Ah. These are two faces.
Yes. There's one statement that there was a guy, his name was Al Williams, I think. That was his name. And he was an amazing speaker. And one of his speeches, he said, "All I can do is all I can do. And all I can do is enough." That was an amazing statement because it is really, it's like, oh, almost exactly the same thing as that the hypnotist told me, that what I know is enough for what I need to do. Almost exact same statement, right? It causes magic, causes returning to what you're doing. See that?
Yes.
Instead of worrying about what you don't have, you return to what you do have and what you're doing. And so it's a magical way to return yourself to the here and now when it is about doing. Okay? Life is more than about just doing. I mean, somebody can talk to you or whatever, but and offend you or disappoint you or not listen to you or whatever, however they trip your ego. But for the doing, for the dinner and the potato peeling, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. All I can do is all I can do, and all I can do is enough. Dinner will be ready when it will be ready, exactly.
Yeah.
So we saw two faces, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now you're afraid of the exercise, right?
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, even with regards to the exercise, all you can do is all you can do, is all you can do is enough.
Yes.
I'll find you the Al Williams speech on YouTube. It's there.
Oh. Al, yeah?
Al, yes. Alfred, I think, was his name.
Mm-hmm. I can find it.
Al Williams Art, really. Oh, Al Williams. YouTube. Art, really. I think it was Art Williams. A-R-T, Arthur. Art Williams. Art, not Artel. Art Williams, just do it. Here it is. I found it. Just do it, switch. Speech. Self-made billionaire. Okay, so just look Art Williams YouTube, and the speech was called Just Do It.
Just Do It, yeah.
Okay, and and it was really that is the gist of it. Well, I don't know if he actually says it in the speech, but I knew people. He created a network marketing company, an insurance, not insurance. What was it? He taught the people. It was called Prime America. They were teaching people mortgage. They were teaching people to pay their monthly payment in two payments. Not more money, just two payments. And they reduced what they total had to pay by much. Yeah, I don't understand it either, but
maybe twice a month?
No, but because it is the interest. It reduces the interest because you pay a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
At least half. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the cumulative interest. And in the end, people paid like hundreds of thousands of dollars less, depending, of course, how much was the mortgage, but lots less.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew people who were in that organization, and I saw their folder, or whatever it's called, the binder. And that was the slogan. All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. Let me just look for that. All you can do is all you can do. Art Williams. Okay. All you can do. There's a different video for that. Or it says Art Williams, all you can do. All you can do, and all you can do is enough. Okay, so it's a different one, different video. 10 minutes long.
Also on YouTube.
Also on YouTube. YouTube is the best place on the internet. Oh my God, your anguish is horrible.
Right now?
Yes. And there's a book, he even wrote a book. That's the title of it. All you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. And I don't know if I'm interested in a book, but A.L. Williams. That's why I remembered A.L. Williams. A.L. Williams. A. Dot L. Dot Williams.
Yeah.
But Arthur is his first name.
Initials.
Uh-huh. Okay, hardcover used. One penny. Shall I get it for one penny? You can buy used one penny.
Yeah, not from here.
No, I won't buy it for you.
No,
you want me to send it to you?
No.
You want me to send it to you?
No. It's not what I wanted to say. Because you the shipping is more than the price of the book.
Yeah, well, I buy a lot of books like that. Williams, hold one second. PDF. Let me find out if there's a PDF. I would be very surprised if there weren't. PDF. Okay. Arthur L. Williams, yeah, that was his name. I think maybe he's even alive. Let me look. He's 70 years old and he's alive. Success principles. Don't think, please. Quit it. You don't need thinking for anything. What are you doing? What are you thinking? What's up?
I don't know now.
You're thinking now too. All right. It's the worst habit that you have. You're looking for gold in the garbage. You get that, right? I mean, is there anything useful in your head?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, nobody has anything useful. I don't have anything useful either. That's why I don't speak from my mind. And I can tell when I speak from my mind because I'm not present. I think I found a PDF. All you can do is all you can do, all you can do, all you can do lessons in success. Download, let's see if I can download it. Oh God, mega shares. Oh, allow. What is it? Surfer Saver. I don't know if I can use this. Surfer Saver software. It wants to install something on my computer. Okay, it was removed. Okay, so all they were trying to do was get me download something for them. And I have the PDF. Well, why does it say exe? We'll see. Okay, put it on the desktop. Whew. You're even thinking about what I'm saying here. All you can do. All right, so let me remove the exe. Because if it is an exe in the end, I'm not opening it. Would you?
No.
PDF.exe? No, I don't think so. No. It can have horrible viruses.
Bugs.
Yeah. And I'm not interested. Okay. I could also have it checked, but I'm just going to remove the exe. .exe. Okay. And it says maybe it won't work. Well, if it doesn't, then it doesn't. And double click on it now. Could not open it. Okay. Which means it is an exe file. And I'm going to scan it with my scan for viruses. And it didn't find any virus in it. Okay. Whew. I don't want to give you anything. Installer Moshe Karasho. Installer. I don't want installer. Okay, so delete. Okay. Sorry. Everybody wants to put some virus on your computer. Well, I'm pretty good at saying no. And as you can tell, I didn't get excited. Right?
About what?
About somebody wanting to put
virus
something on my computer. It's like, yeah, I don't care. You want to? Go for it. Sorry. Dried. It was an advertising. Wait, it was really good, right? Dried. All right, so this is enough for today. Are you more confused than you were before? There's no way to get past the confusion before going into it. Don't worry about it. You have to go in the confusion.
Yes.
No, serious. You can't clarify.
I am, how to say, I'm feeling as if I go backwards.
What way? What way? Well, you get more aware. More aware. It's like you go on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you clean the house before you left.
Yes.
Then you go home and you notice everything that's dirty.
When I go on vacation, I don't clean my house.
Well, whatever, but you notice.
No,
because you have fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
You notice that your furniture is old, your carpet is old, your window coverings are old, the paint is chipped, and that's what's happening. You didn't go backwards. You see more.
Okay.
But the experience is, it's almost like the train, you are at the train station, and the train next to your train is leaving the station, and it feels like you're going backwards.
Yes. I know that.
It's an optical illusion. So don't, because if you give that meaning, mm-hmm. and then you honor that as yourself, what is going to happen? Where are you going to go? Happiness?
Or, no, misery.
Exactly. So please, don't make up word, given that you invented that you have the capacity to honor your word as yourself and the commitment. Now it is actually more important what is the word.
Yeah.
You create with your word. And now you create more permanently because you declared that. So it's not a good move to start to create the opposite of what you want to experience.
Okay.
But I understand. It feels like you're going backwards. Yes.
Yeah, just wanted to inform you.
No, I get it. Completely get it. Mm-hmm. It does. And it's an optical illusion.
Yeah. You remember from the socialism times the slogan, two steps. No, one step forward, two steps backward.
Yes. No, but maybe it was true then. Yeah, for communism or socialism or whatever it was. But it's not true for this.
Yeah.
I give you another example. So somebody takes a picture of a beautiful girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they publish it in the daily newspaper. And the daily newspaper prints on newsprint. It's very porous. So they can only put 60 dots
mm-hmm.
on an inch. So an inch is 2.5 centimeters. So the dots are small, but you can see them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they print the same picture, and the girl is beautiful. I mean, you can really see the girl is beautiful. Then they print it on the magazine, the color magazine, locally. And that magazine has 110 dots per inch. Mm-hmm. And you can start to see that the girl is really beautiful. And then the same picture comes out in Playboy, and suddenly you notice that the girl has hairy face, hairy legs. Holy shit. She should say, shave. You see what happened? Suddenly there are more dots per inch. Uh-huh. You see more, and you see the flaws. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Got it? Yeah, so you actually saw the same picture, same exact picture, and you were getting more and more beautiful, right? But now suddenly we have more distinctions,
mm-hmm.
and we can notice that you have hairy leg.
And mustache.
And mustache. Yeah, I also have hair on my chin. So, luckily, they are turning white. So, unless you touch it, you can't see it. But I can touch it. And, oh, yoy, yoy. So that's what happened. All right, love.
Okay,
this was perfect. Yeah. And go and do what you need to do.
Yeah.
See you on Monday?
See
or
you
whenever.
On Monday.
Oh, no, and of course, we have the Saturday call.
Yeah. So
I actually saw, I think I recorded the conversation. I saw what it is that I want to work on and, of course, promptly forgot. So I have to listen to that conversation with somebody else. What the heck I wanted to work on next. I have to do my exercise before I go to the call. Because otherwise I am going to wonder about mine instead of just being completely present.
And so, are we going do we need to have another incident or?
Yes. So you may want to ask the question, what turned the world not the safe place?
Yeah, I'm asking myself this question.
Yeah, that is going to be the question that is going to lead you to, and if it doesn't bring up anything when I ask the question the way I ask it, you're going to see an incident. You're going to get to it eventually. It may not be the next one. Don't worry okay. about it. There's no hurry.
Yeah.
There's no hurry. There's no hurry. It's not better if you do it faster.
Yeah, yeah. This is, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely no hurry. You don't need to do it faster. You don't need to do it better. You don't need to do anything. This is just your path. You can't fail.
Yes.
No, there's no goal to success.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't fail. Okay, love, let me go.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.